بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث العاشر. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: بينما رجل يمشي بالطريق اشتد عليه العطش فوجد بئرا فنزل فيها فشرب. إلى آخر الحديث. We are still in this chapter that there are many ways of doing good deeds, and simple ways, and by doing those good deeds, great returns, Allah's great pleasure is acquired thereby. In this hadith narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a person was walking along his road and great thirst overtook him. He needed water. Then he found a well and he went down in the well to drink, and he drank water from there. Then he came out, فَيْثُمَّ خَرَجَ فَإِذَا كَلْبٌ يَلْهَثْ. Then there was a dog that was very thirsty, يَأْكُلُ الثَّرَى, and it was eating mud, water mixed with the sand, because it couldn't find water. It was the dog was just having that mud, مِنَ الْعَطَشْ, because of its thirst. فقال الرجل, that person thought to himself and said, لَقَدْ بَلَغَ هَذَا الْكَلْبُ مِنَ الْعَطَشِ, this dog has also got so much of thirst, مِثْلُ الَّذِي كَانَ قَدْ بَلَغَ مِنِّي, as I also, he was so thirsty, and I know what it is to be thirsty like this. And this dog, though it's a dog also, it's not a human, it's an animal. And in the animals also, it is regarded as a lowly animal, a dog. But I can see it's also suffering, it's also got a lot of thirst. فَنَزَلَ الْبِئْرَ, that man then went down into the well a second time. فَمَلَأَ خُفَّهُ مَاءً, and he took his leather socks and he filled that with water. ثُمَّ أَمْسَكَهُ فِي فِيهِ, and then he held that water socks with his mouth, in his teeth he held it, because to climb up he couldn't hold it in his hands, he needed his hand support to climb out of the well. So he carried that leather socks in his mouth, hatta raqiya, until he came out with that leather socks and the water in it. فَسَقَ الْكَلْبُ, and he gave that water to the dog to drink. فَشَكَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ, Allah appreciated this action of his very greatly, that one of my lowly creation, he thought of it and he took the trouble of going down the well, of carrying the water in his mouth, the leather socks, and coming out with it just to feed and give this water, this dog, this water. فَغَفَرَ لَهُ, on that Allah had forgiven him. So even in that way a person can get the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Maulana Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes, this is not a general rule. Allah does as He pleases. Otherwise, generally, all our actions, how much good they are, how much bad they are, that will be judged by. But sometimes Allah becomes so happy with a certain action that all the gunas of one side are left out, and Allah forgives that person. So in any way, these are the opportunities that a person must take hold of when he has this opportunity. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, on this the Sahaba asked, O Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ لَنَا فِي الْبَهَائِمِ أَجْرًا, do we get reward when we do good to animals also? Normally a person will think we only get reward if we do towards human beings, and in fact we normally feel that those who are pious, the ulama, we do good for them, we help them, then we will get reward. This reward is in that also. Reward is in helping an ordinary Muslim also. Any other person also, a non-Muslim, who's in difficulty, and we are ordered to help them also. In fact, even for animals. So they ask, if we do something good for animals, will we get reward? فقال, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, في كل كبد رتبة أجر, in all the creation of Allah, living creation, there is great reward that a person gets for doing good to them. متفق علي, this narration comes in Bukhari Sharif and in Muslim Sharif. وفي رواية للبخاري, and another narration which comes in Bukhari Sharif, the subject matter is discussed in this way, فَشَكَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ, Allah appreciated this act of his, that he went down, took the trouble, bringing water in his leather socks and giving it to the dog to drink, فَغَفَرَ لَهُ, and Allah forgave him, فَأَدْخَلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ, and then Allah entered him into Jannah in there. So we can see that whatever opportunity we have of doing any good deed, we must do it. And the result of that can be very great. Allah at that time, His mercy, His forgiveness comes in josh. And Allah just then forgives a person. وَفِي رِوَايَةِ اللَّهُمَا, and in another narration which comes in Bukhari Sharif and in Muslim Sharif also, this narration has come in this way. بَيْنَمَا قَلْبٌ يُطِيفُ بِرَكِيَّةٍ قَدْ كَادَ يَقْتُلُهُ الْأَجْفُ. There was on one occasion, there was a dog on the verge of dying due to thirst. Dog was very thirsty and it was almost dying. إِذْ رَأَتْهُ بَغِيٌّ مِنْ بَغَايَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. Then an evil woman, a prostitute from the woman of Bani Israel, even whose life is so bad, she sells herself. She saw this dog is suffering, no water to drink, and it's almost dying without water. So that evil woman, فَنَزَعَتْ مُوْقَهَا, she took off her leather socks which she was wearing, فَاسْتَقَتْ لَهُ بِهِ, and then in the same way she also drew water, came with that water from the well and gave that dog to drink. فَغُفِرَ لَهَا بِهِ, on that account she was forgiven. Oh, what great sin she had on her side. What terrible sin she had committed, but she did this one good deed and on that Allah had forgiven her. So, in other words, there are many ways of gaining the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. And on the other side also a great lesson, we must not look down upon anyone. We might be 5 times namazi, we might be tahajjud guzar also, but there is a sinner like this and he does good deeds like this. He hardly comes to the masjid, but he's doing good deeds of this nature. And there are many people like that. We will look down upon them. In fact, even some drug addicts, etc., alcoholics, but they also go out of their way to help somebody. So we must not look down upon anyone. And this pride that I'm very pious, I'm a big monana, I'm a very pious person, that is very dangerous for a person. A person must always humble himself and always think, I don't know who is better than me. In fact, everyone is better than me. Even those who are not coming to the masjid. In fact, on one occasion, it comes that a person must not think himself better than a kafir also. So I asked Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, while we were studying, that isn't our iman better than the kufr of the kafir? Iman is better than kufr. So Mufti Sahib said, it is not from that aspect, but who gave you the guarantee that you're going to die on iman? That he's a kafir today, he's got all, he doesn't believe in Allah, he's doing all the wrong things. But it is very possible before mort he accepts Islam. And nobody gave us the guarantee we're going to die on iman. When we die on iman, then we can be happy that I've gone through with my iman. But till then, we don't know. And especially in these days, we see how many, like good people, they are also flipping, getting involved in interfaith things, which is all kufr things. All other types of gunas they are getting involved in. So we don't know, perhaps we can also get involved in. So we must never think ourselves better than other people and appreciate the good. Whatever anyone is doing, appreciate that good. And we don't know how many people who we look down upon, but they are doing good actions like this. Even if it is just putting water for a cat, water for the dog you put. All that also has got great value by Allah Ta'ala. If it is a pet, it is our duty to look after them. If we have got a dog for security purposes, then it's our duty to feed them and look after them properly. If there's a cat which is our pet, it's our duty that we must see to their what, otherwise we will be taken to task. If there is a cat which is a stray cat, we are not responsible, but we put some water for the cat, etc. Great, great rewards for that by Allah Ta'ala. So if we must try and do whatever good deeds we can, wherever, we must try and help out and do good deeds. On that, Allah just mercy comes in force, in power, and Allah forgives all our other gunas. May Allah guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.